with no bullets. Do he even kill? What? Nigga dissing when they rap, should we call it drill? What? Nigga capping in they rap, should we give them deals?
Yes, indeed. Oh, we lit up today, huh?
New York, what's up, New York?
What's up, NY?
Fendi the Rapper, Cardi B.
Yes, indeed.
Violet Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Ritz.
What up? Where are we here for 2 hours? 2 hours strong, hard body karate. What? Welcome to our humble abode. Take your dirty shoes off at the door.
Yep.
With them stank behind feet.
Yep. If they jump it, we're going to talk about you when you leave. We might talk about you while you here.
Where can they find you at, good brother Ritz?
At DJ REDDZ. That's the IG, the Twitter, DJRiz.com. That's right. I got a website.
Uh-huh.
How about you, my brother?
At DJ SUPA on X, formerly known as Twitter.
That's right. It is called X. I'm sorry.
And Instagram at Super the DJ.
I'm actually not sorry.
You shouldn't be.
Yeah. Well, stop changing the name.
All right. And you can also follow the crew. At Violator All-Star DJs, man, we are here. You yes. good? You had a good day? You straight?
I'm great, man.
You hydrated?
Took my little lady school shopping. So now I got to do some work to make some money.
There you go. Recoup.
Yeah.
It's called recouping.
And I drank a gallon of water today.
Oh, you hydrated.
Oh, the urine is clear. We good to go.
Listen, I ate watermelon today.
Oh, to the rind, down to the rind.
So the blood is flowing.
Oh, yeah. Flow right through. That's right.
The bloodstream is flowing.
I love it.
I feel good and my skin is shining.
Mm-hmm.
We here. We got a dope show in store for everybody. Of course, don't forget, in the next hour, our Violet and DJ brother Fusion.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be holding down the set as well.
King Fusion, I see you.
But today, we got a dope guest. Mm-hmm. The R, the E, the C, the E. Reese.
Yes.
R-E-E-S-E.
No.
It's Reese. R-E-C-E. Reese, get up to the mic, bro. What's happening? Get a little close up on that thing.
He comes with gifts also.
Man, you already know, man. I can't come up here empty handed.
We appreciate y'all for having me, man. We appreciate you for the gifts.
Yes, sir.
Reese is here repping.
Rapping Chester, man, 610. What's up with it?
Chester, PA got something to say.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Where can they lock in with you real quick?
Man.
On the social. Like, just throw out one real
right
quick.
Right now on the social. Actually, we're about to do some new shit, man. We're going to do something
some new
real
stuff.
Time.
Yeah. Some new
excuse me. Right. We're about to do some new stuff.
The grandmommy's listening.
So we're going to actually create a new social media right here while we live, just for everybody to come check me out and start diverting some new music right there.
Okay.
So, yeah, man, tonight we're going to create a social media. I think I'm going to name it Reese the King.
Oh,
you
say
know
that
what I'm
again.
Saying?
Say
Reese
that
the
again.
King.
Okay. That's going to get created during this show right now.
Absolutely.
Okay,
Absolutely.
So stick around for that. Reese is here.
Yes.
He got something to say.
Yeah.
It's Violet of Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Reese. Run the track.
Let's get into that. Yo, Gotti, it's the one. All right, leave it where it's at.
Are you singing?
Shout to Sexy Red up in this thing, yo. Where's she from, man?
Who? Oh, St. Louis.
St. Louis on the check-in.
St. Louis.
Shout out to the Lou.
Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Ritz.
Of course, we are here. Hit me on that Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
At DJ SUPA.
The artist formerly known as Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Instagram at Super the DJ. Where you at, Reddit Reds?
DJ REDDZ. That's on everything. IG, Twitter. I mean X. That's all I got.
X.
I ain't getting the new stuff.
Me neither.
I think I'm lying right now. I think I'm gonna get Threads. I got like 2,000 people waiting to rock with me on Threads.
Wow.
That sounds amazing.
Well, it's about Chester, PA today.
You right?
Mm-hmm.
My man Reese is in the studio. Welcome, Reese.
Yo, appreciate
like
it, man.
Style.
What's happening?
I like his style. We was talking off the air, and I'm telling you, boy, y'all going to want to log on to the podcast portion of this, because we're going to talk real trifling on that.
So, yeah. Reese, can you give us a brief breakdown of your early beginnings with this music thing?
Oh man,
Started grandma coming years,
yeah,
grandma.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a while. It's been a while coming. Started in the city. You know, ran through
which city?
Chester. Okay. Started in Chester. Been rapping for a while, man. Ran through little various groups and things like that in the city, and then just kind of ventured off to doing my own solo thing. Mm-hmm. You dropped two mixtapes prior to me going in. I did Raw Files 1 and I did Raw Files 2.0. So those was real good mixtapes that got a lot of notoriety in the city, man, just on the local aspect. You know, when you come to Chester, you know, when it's only a few names that you really could talk about when it comes to this real music stuff, and you got to believe that I'm one of them, my boy.
My man.
Shout out to Chester. Way back in the day, I used to DJ at Widener University.
Hey, I got pulled over at Widener. I almost got locked up at Widener one time.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You want to tell us about it, or do you want to wait?
I was at a studio, actually. It's light work. I was at a studio, actually, one time, man, and I dipped outside just to go, you know, roll up real quick, to, you know, get my mind right, have a little slight intermission.
Mm-hmm.
And, the cameras out there, man, I didn't peep. I was right under a spotlight, and the cops had rolled up on me, and they confiscated all of my bud, man.
Oh, my goodness.
But the ill part about it is they took my bud home to smoke.
As they should.
Oh, and on that we're going to play some music, come back with some more Reese on the other side. His new social media is Reese, R-E-C-E, the T-H-A.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
The Lock King. In
yes,
with him
yeah.
right
we
now.
We just created that right now, right here live on Violator, man.
Yeah.
Lock in with him right now, man. Let's let's take it to the BX, man. Shout out to the French Montana. It's that good summer.
Okay.
All right, Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Reyes, run the track.
Ask me how I'm feeling today. Woke up with the money on my mind, I'm okay. But if I had a talking, then they quit with that same run, relate. And you just ain't safe.
That man is a beast on them turntables, I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I always let this record ride out so I can hear them scratches. If I don't do nothing, I'm gonna hear them scratches.
Yep, and when you play it in the club or in your mix, start off with the scratches. Just let the scratches go, then bring the song in.
It's Violet of Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Breeze.
If you're just locking in with us right now, repping Chester, PA, Chester, Pennsylvania, to be exact, man. Reese is here.
Reese the King.
And he's been telling us his story.
Oh, yeah, he's got an interesting story, yes.
So where did things start to get serious with the music, Reese? Like, when you was like, yo, I really want to do this. I'm nice. I'm going to pursue this.
Probably like early, late 90s, man. I say like probably late 90s. My brother used to rap. So he kind of got me intrigued with everything. You know, he used to be in L.A. with the Alcoholics and Exhibit.
Hey, shout out to Tash and J-Ro and all
boy,
that.
Boy, listen, Tash was my guy, bro.
That's a wild
That's
dude.
A thorough boy right there with the licks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nah, Tash super cool, man. But yeah, I met them cats early dealing with my brother and them. So that kind of gave me the music bug a little bit. And then I'm a music person. Mm-hmm. I used to wake up to Frankie Beverly every Saturday morning with my mama cleaning. You know what I'm saying? Like every Sunday I'm waking up to Anita Baker with my other mama and Patti LaBelle and all of that. So like,
good stuff.
These are things that's registered. It's intertwined in my DNA naturally, you know? Mm-hmm. So, when I got a chance to kind of, you know, get on and do my thing, excuse me, I couldn't deny the music, but
grandma, hey grandma, grandma.
Ching ching.
He's sorry.
I'm ready to send y'all a Cash App every time we get off.
Listen, I want to ask you because seem like you well versed, well cultured in the game.
Appreciate it.
Some of your influences growing up. I feel like this is about to be a wide range.
Yeah, man. Really, early influences musically. Early UGK,
nice.
Early Outkast,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Early Pac, I mean, of course, the Pacs, the Bigs, the Big Puns, you know?
Nice.
I'm talking about the Herb McGruffs. Y'all really want to start digging in the crates?
What?
Come on, man. Play with me. Yeah, Harlem World type time. The Herb McGruffs.
Shout out to McGruff.
Give me one more.
I was the first person in Chester playing T.I., man. That was back on I'm Serious first came out. Nobody even knew what that was.
Love that album. Love that album.
Produced by the Neptunes.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
We see the flavor, yeah, man. Plug the brand new social media for everybody.
The brand new social media is Reach the King, R-E-C-E-T-H-A-K-I-N-G. Get with me, my boy.
He's here with us, man. Stick around. We also got some music from him to play on the other side.
Yeah.
Rez, let's get into your boy, Mr. Peter Parker's joint, man. Set this up.
This is Mr. Peter Parker, my good friend. We did radio together for a nice little while.
Mm-hmm.
This is his new record. Mm-hmm. Well, one of his new records.
Right.
Featuring Freeway. Who else on
the board? This is the new broad.
Oh, new broad. Yeah. With Wiz Khalifa, yeah, and Chevy Woods.
There
and
you go.
DJ Bonics.
There you shout out to Bonics.
Y'all talking about Wiz, man. That's Wiz's drummer, man. That's my
Pittsburgh.
Boy,
what's guy. Good? Oh, shout John? Out to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. What up, John?
Yeah. That's my guy. Man,
it's that new broad.
Yeah. Featuring into it.
Violet Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Ray is running track, Super.
Listen, when we say TGOD, that means Taylor Gang or Die. Mr. Peter Parker.
Take me off the market, take me off the map. I'm tryna hit the Gucci and tell them it's a rap.
Shout out to Toronto, the T Dot.
Shout out to Kim Kardashian. So she featured doing this.
It's the boy Drake, Search and Rescue, man. Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Breeze.
And of course, man, if you're just locking in with us, repping Chester, PA.
Mm-hmm.
We got the boy Reese up in here in the studio with us today,
Reese
man.
Reese the King.
Reese, real quick, man. Shout out your team and everybody that's in here right now. Just shout everybody out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So shout.
Yo, who else up in here, man? Just shout them out.
Okay. We got Cuzzo, world famous Cuzzo Beats in here, man. Extraordinary producer.
My man, Cuzzo.
An incredible visual artist, a painter, you know, drawing extraordinaire. My boy Rob is up in here right now.
Mm-hmm.
We got Sam, who is the liaison with so many different things. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that all the dots get connected.
He's quiet, man, but
he a little assassin over there. You know
like
what I'm talking about?
Plug. Yeah,
so it's all good, you know? And then we got the one and only Mr. Tate Strine over here. You know what I'm talking about? DJ extraordinaire, producer extraordinaire. Actually got a new project already dropped soon.
Oh, nice.
They working at EDM World, too.
Okay.
So, you know, we got
I want in on the EDM. I want in.
Yeah. Just a lot like of versatility,
play my
man.
Pre-recorded.
So, real quick, I got your record queued up, but before we get into it, just briefly explain the importance of having a good team around you, because you in here strong.
Yeah. No, your team makes you. You know, you can't. This is an industry. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't a solo ship. You know what I'm saying? You got to have the right situation to make sure you're navigating properly throughout all these currents, man. And I make sure that my team is pretty good. Everybody has their own individuality. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own level of intellect. And it's of the highest form when it comes to the culture right now. So mm-hmm. everybody dedicated to producing to their maximum capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, that's what I need surrounding me, because that's what I'm on. You know, making sure that we develop and we work at the highest level possible, man. You know, we all with that hyperballing.
There it is.
Sammy nice. Sam,
the
you know.
King is here.
So we're going to definitely be talking to him some more. If y'all want the raw, uncut, extra bonus podcast content.
Talk about it. Talk about
subscribe
it.
Subscribe to the podcast, Violator Radio Uncut with a K.
We're going to be cussing
wherever you get the podcast, Violator Radio Uncut with a K. Go ahead and subscribe. We're going to go ahead and get that extra bonus content there. Yeah. I got Blast Off queued up. Who produced it?
Blast Off was produced by my man in L.A.
Well, shout out to your man in L.A.
Shout out to the man, in L.A.
I'm going
to
keep it 100. That came in a crazy beat package from my boy BG.
Okay. Yep.
Shout out to BG.
Let them know what they about to hear, man. Don't forget King Fusion is coming up on the other side at the top of the hour. What they about to hear, Reese?
Man, this is Blast Off, man. It's just a good feel, up-tempo type music, you know. Just letting you know, everything we got going on, and, you know, it's time to blast off with it, man. So y'all really about to get a real introduction of what's all going on this side of the camp.
It's Reese, Blast Off. Stick around. More Violet Radio Uncut coming up on the side. Fusion, we see you.
Talk about that mad, get blast off. All these niggas claiming G, but no, they ass off. Well, my nigga really street and let it clap off. Yo, I just blast off. Clap off, they ass off, but we let it blast off, yeah.
killers, you know they down and let it go. Every night the truck jumper, you know we got that give and go. Always told to stack the dough, let it stack and stack some more. Don't get trapped up by them folks. These be trying to knock up at your door, trying to stop a nigga pockets while on go. But we locked into the cold. But now that sea is popping around the globe. Said we make it to the top and that's for sure. Got us rocking every show, yeah. Cause when it's war, it ain't no saying sorry. Niggas running like Shikari, fishtailing out that Rari. Off the roof throwing dollar signs. You playing games, we can reenact Columbine. But watch us blast off like a Tesla rocket. Guess who next to popping? I'm the one to come and vest your options. Blast until his flesh is dropping off. My homie got the tech that's popping off. And then talking about that Mac and blast off. All these niggas claiming cheap, but no, they ass off. Well, my nigga really street and let it clap off. And let it clap off. Yo, I just blast off. I just blast off.
Rock portion of the show.
So look, shout out to everybody that listens to us on the radio each and every week.
Yes,
we appreciate all of our radio listeners out there. We also appreciate our podcast subscribers as well.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to everybody. If you didn't subscribe, Violator Radio Uncut with a K.
Yep.
Anywhere you get your podcast or log on to violatorradio.com. This is the raw, uncut bonus content.
Motherfucker.
As you can see, we can say what we want, do what we want
say
over
what
here.
The fuck we want, we're gonna do what the fuck we want right now.
For all of our podcast listeners out there right now. Reese is here.
Oh, yeah.
Repping Chester, PA.
What's up with it?
Right outside of Philly, for those that don't know.
Just put out his brand new IG, Reese the King.
No, I'm talking about.
Get up on that mic, Reese, so they can hear you.
R-E-C-E.
He been sipping on Deleon. He been sipping on Deleon. K-I-N-G. One more time.
R-E-C-E-T-H-A-K-I-N-G. Reese the King.
There it is. So.
And we ain't shout Deleon out no more. That's it.
That's true. They didn't pay for that.
Fuck them. Fuck that Diddy juice.
They didn't pay for that.
Holla at us, Diddy.
Reese, what be good out in Chester, yo?
Yeah, man.
What's popping out in Chester?
Man,
it's like baby Philly.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
a few minutes south of the airport.
Chester's only a 3-mile city, man. It's a 3-mile square city, but it's a very turned up city. You know, people from Philly, people from Jersey, Delaware, all the surrounding tri-state areas used to come and party in Chester. Actually, back in the day, so Chester has always been a real popping party type of area. Good. Feel good, you know, let your hair down, get loose type of area. I mean, it's like 100 and something registered bars in Chester. Wow. Like I said, it's only a 3-mile city, so you can, you know, put that into your mental a little bit
like
to see how it is.
Corner.
Basically, that's literally, if you think about that, that's Chester.
Sheesh.
It's a bar on every corner and a church on every corner, ironically.
Jahlil Beats, he from there, right?
Yeah, he from Chester, absolutely.
Shout out to Jahlil.
Yeah,
Tandem.
Absolutely. Shout out Jahlil, what's up, boy? Yeah, Jahlil, his brother, you know what I'm saying? Tony, Beat Bully, shout out all of them, you know. They hold it down for the city, absolutely.
What the weed be like in Chester?
It depends on who you're getting it from.
I'm getting it from you.
Then that shit gonna be good every motherfucking time.
All right, that's we call that quality assurance.
Yeah, all this shit that come through me, nigga, this shit directly from L.A., bro. So I got
in this area. I'm from Baltimore. Motherfuckers gave me a fruity bag one time. I said, "Ooh, I was excited." First time I got by the fruity bag, I said, "Okay."
Hit you with the flim flam.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
it was some dirt in that bag. Yeah, like a treasure troll on the front.
But I mean, that's what niggas is doing out here nowadays. Niggas is putting that half ass shit in the old, you know, the real nice bags and stuff. So
I heard that the best drugs in Chester are by the waterfront at the soccer stadium. Is this accurate?
No.
Where'd you hear
that? Okay then.
Who told you that?
Absolutely.
The streets?
That sounds like a tourist.
they bringing you down there to get robbed.
Real shit.
They're like, go down by the soccer stadium and just stand there.
Yeah. A nigga named Tone gonna come pull up Tone. On you. Nah,
gonna,
nigga, hell no.
He pull up on you in a
in
a black
Chester. Chester got areas, you like, know, depending on what drug you're looking for. You
after
know?
The game, stand on 2nd Street, Macaroni Tony gonna come through.
Yeah.
Tell
yeah.
him that Super sent you.
Had the money in your hand.
What are some other names from Chester we need to know besides yourself? But
as far as what?
As far as like on the music shit? Scene, yeah, like because Chester gets slept on.
Yeah, absolutely. Chester definitely gets slept on. I mean, you know, you could check out Dope Kid. I want y'all to check them out. They actually, you know, Chester Bread for sure.
Hold on, he's to the left of me.
Yeah.
Say hello.
Nah. Get up on that mic, good brother.
Yeah.
Let him feel you. Let him hear you. Cause we thought your name was Fentanyl.
Yeah.
you gotta let him know, man. Who are you?
Well, my name is Dope. Bro.
Talk into the mic. We need the people to hear you.
My name is Dope, but I'm one half of Dope Kid. You know what I mean? It's a group.
Yeah, for sure.
Say it one more time. And put that mic closer to you.
How close I got?
There you go, right there.
Jeez.
Or put it on the stand.
Put it on the stand. Just get close to the stand. Yeah.
Yeah,
this nigga super cool right
there
now.
There we go. So Dope Kid one is a group.
It's a group.
Mm-hmm. Two cats.
Well,
you said one half. So
one half. But it's a lot of us though. But, you know.
Mm-hmm. And how long
we've been doing this shit for? Like, what's, can you like us right now?
Absolutely. And please get on the mic. Up on the mic.
We've been doing this shit for like, I say since like 2014.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many cats?
It's too many to count, man.
Like that? Y'all like ASAP mom?
It's kind of like some Wu-Tang type shit, yeah.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? As far as the ones that take it serious, you know, people, you know, on and off, they got their own shit. But, the, you know what I mean?
The core faces that you see is Dope and you see Fresh.
My nigga Fresh.
When you're hearing this music coming from Dope Kid, you're going to hear Dope and you're going to hear Fresh.
That's the main too.
You'll hear some of the other artists and the other people that's affiliated with it. But when it come to Dope Kid, the two main headlining names is Dope and Fresh.
And this is family.
This is family right here. This is my little cousin, man. And not even a little cousin. I don't mean to say this is my cousin right here. You know what I'm saying? You know, motherfucker could be 39 and you 30 fucking 7. Motherfucker be like, yeah, it's my little cousin. Nah, nigga, this is my cousin right here. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah. We always be like, that's family shit. That's how you know it's family. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers still call you that name from 3 years old that nobody else know and shit.
I still look at you as my big cousin, so it is what it is.
Well, since y'all family, that means you got stories. Like what's a wild story you can share with us about your cousin Reese over here?
Like in sixth grade, you know, I got caught, you know, slipping this joint, this letter about getting me hit and shit like that. You know what I mean? He found out about it. And he brought me on this show.
In the hold on, get on.
I was young and wild. Man.
In the sixth grade,
definitely.
You slipped the girl a note.
Yeah, teacher pulled it. Yeah, you know what I mean. It was murder. She wrote after that. Dad came to the crib. It was bad, man. Bad time. But come to find out, her dad and my dad was homies though, from back in Chester. Small world.
You trying to get some head? Hey, in sixth grade,
young and fresh.
Wow. What made you want to do work with your cousin, Reese?
Talent level, man. That's it. He has immense amount of talent that I feel like the world needs to see. And it was actually like totally organic and, you know, cultivated outside of me. It was actually another cousin that even introduced me that was like, yo, cuz got some work. So when I finally tapped in and seen what it was really hitting for, I'm like, shit, this nigga really do got some motherfucking work. So I got with him and shit, we started getting some shit together, man. And you know, it's been that ever since. Like, cuz came to see me when I was away, and I never forget that, man. I highly appreciate that. And you know, that was...
So when you were, for those that don't know, when you say you were away,
yeah,
you want to touch on that?
I was locked up, bro. I was in jail. I just came home not too long ago. You know what I'm saying? So everything is new. It's just me getting reacclimated to everything, the whole scene out here, a lot of these new cats. You know, some niggas know me, some niggas don't. But we're going to change all that real soon.
So we're your first interview.
Y'all are literally, bro, my first fucking interview since I've been home from jail, homie.
So we're like, yeah, we're part of your whole reintroduction out here into the world.
Y'all not even just part of it. Y'all literally are my my reintroduction into the world right now.
Making
for sure.
History as we speak, man.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Yeah, y'all my first joint since I've been home. You know what I'm saying? I done started a IG right here, live on the scene in real time. You know what I'm talking about? I got my boy Rob right here painting the whole scene as we sitting here talking right now. So
that's so dope.
Yeah, we got some fly shit going on right now, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the good thing about having a good talented team that's around you. You can have so many organic working pieces at one time that that shit just looking a little crazy. It's like, damn, it's just all talent though, bro.
You
know, so we working.
Okay. This is what I want to do.
Fresh from vacay, welcome back home.
Yes, sir. That's what I want to do. I want to play Money Tree. Can we play Money Tree for the world?
Let's go.
Who produced this joint?
Money Tree. That's my boy Chaz, man. Chaz Poe. Live and direct from Philly via Delaware. You know what I'm saying? But straight Philly, straight to Philly producer. You know what I'm saying? Any of y'all tap in Chaz Poe? He got some work, man.
That's what it is.
Look, this is a joint we did. It's mostly a visualizer, man. We just actually kind of just going to put the audio out there. But the visual was coming soon for this. And that's what really prompted us to even do this audio how we did it. It's the visual aspect first. So everything is about to drop coming soon, man.
Yeah, play the record. When we come back, I got questions.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're going to get into some nuts. I can hear it in Red's voice.
I got questions.
Reese, Money Tree, more with him on the other side. All right? It's Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Riz, wake the fuck up, Super!
Money tree, money tree, money tree. Yeah, we all looking for a money tree. Yeah, we all looking for a money dream. Yeah, we all looking for a money sleep. Money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree. Yeah, we all looking for a money dream. Yeah, we all looking for a money sleep. Money tree, money tree, money tree. Yeah, we all looking for a money tree. Yeah, we all looking for a money dream. Yeah, we all looking for a money sleep. Money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree. Yeah, we all looking for a money dream. Yeah, we all looking for a money sleep. Money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree. Money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree. Yeah, we all looking for a money dream. Yeah, we all looking for a money sleep. Yeah, we all looking for a money dream. Yeah, we all looking for a money sleep.
Money stack super tall in my dream. Nigga never sleep, codeine. Shit ain't really hard as it seems. But we started off with a triple beam. Now a nigga take a flick for the show. I be dipped to the toe, super fly when we rolling out. And hopping on another plane. Now the country switching lanes. Sun reflecting off the bezel, blind the haters out. And it's the year that we killing when we at war shows. Whole crew taking four rows. A nigga take the coupon with the photo. Ho, say I'm acting new now, know me no more. Champagne cause the fame all on me. Gotta brush my shoulder when the lame all on me. I'ma treat this shit like the game all on me. And shake the money tree until it rain all on me.
Money tree, money tree, money tree. Yeah, we all looking for a money tree. Yeah, we all looking for a money dream. Yeah, we all looking for a money sleep. Money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree. Yeah, we all looking for a money dream. Yeah, we all looking for a money sleep. Money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree. Money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree, money tree. Yeah, we all looking for a money dream. Yeah, we all looking for a money sleep. Yeah, we all looking for a money dream. Yeah, we all looking for a money sleep.
money tree, 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 money tree. Yeah, we all looking for a 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 money dream. Yeah, we all looking for a money sleep. Yeah, we all looking for a money dream. Yeah, we all looking for a money sleep. Yeah, we all looking for a money dream.
Okay, Reese.
Yeah, we all looking for a money sleep. Yeah, we all looking for a money dream. Yeah, we all looking for a money sleep.
That is that money tree right there.
Oh, that's how you feel?
Reese. And who produced it again?
Chaz Poe, man.
Chaz Poe, nigga.
Yes, sir. Chaz
Poe.
Po. You Chaz Poe? No.
Nah.
It's not Chaz.
Nah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, Chaz ain't here right now. Shout out to Chaz, man. He couldn't be here right now. But yeah, that's all Chaz Poe right there.
You got it, Rez. Let's get into it, man.
What was you locked up for?
Mm. Hold on. What'd you ask him?
This nigga.
On behalf of my client, we
I mean, as much as you want to tell.
So the question was, what was Reese locked up for?
On vacation for. Let's dress it up a little bit.
He was probably one of the bulls that got caught over by the soccer stadium over at the waterfront.
fucking with the tourists. I mean, if you don't want to speak on it, you don't have to.
Nah, but look.
We just want you to tell
anybody
your story.
Google, listen, bro. When it come down to the shit, if you Google my name, you Google anything, bro, it's all going to pop up. So it's all public record right now anyway. Mm-hmm. You want to know what I originally got locked up for? I got locked up for bank robbery.
Dang.
Mm, okay. That's what I got locked up for. Yeah.
I think what my client meant to say was being black, being black on a Saturday. You feel me? That's what he got locked up.
That's cousin lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you was on some Cool C shit?
Cool C and... And Steady B.
Man.
They still in jail for that.
No, brother. Well, see, I don't know what happened with them. But, you know. Yeah, I didn't get caught in the midst of the act or anything like that. It was a clown-ass motherfucker that I knew end up actually telling on me, bro, when the feds trying to start putting things together. This is why I'm not really big on the social media shit right now, bro, because the feds be on them motherfuckers. So all you young niggas out here,
school them.
Man, listen, bro. Y'all trying to catch bodies online. Y'all trying to pop all this shit, you know, but showing the work online, trying to talk about your plug online. Hey, man, shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Them folks will be at your motherfucking door, bro, and you ain't going to have bail. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Your mama going to be motherfucking putting fish fries together to try to get little shit done for you
fish
and shit.
Fish fries, little sister going to be hitting, man, that pole.
Y'all smarten up, bro. They on every aspect of these social medias. The feds is in everything. So if you're going to operate and you really playing this game, how you really supposed to play it, get smart, dog. Mm-hmm. Don't be out here on no dumb shit. You walk outside your motherfucking house, you want at least 20 cameras a day. Fair. Keep that in mind.
You heard that.
Keep that in mind.
Thank you for schooling these little niggas.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too much into details. Bank robbery, that was enough. That was enough for me. Lord have mercy.
And that Reese public service announcement was brought to you by Mambo Fruit Juice.
Yeah. And Diddy Juice.
The ghetto Starburst.
And Diddy Juice. I see you, Diddy.
Yeah.
Reese the King is here.
Yeah. What's up, man?
You seem like you meticulously have handpicked the people that are around you. Can you break down everybody that's around you and why you chose them to be part of your team?
Yeah, no. I keep people around me for
my bad.
Whoa, very much specific reason. You know what I'm saying? My cousin Dope, I definitely keep him around me because he's one of the ones that I'm pushing with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to see me and you're going to see him because the next saga of this shit is Dope. You know, once y'all really get a chance to dive into the world of Dope Kid, I feel like the consumers would be extremely fascinated with what they see. He's an extreme creative, and you know, shit, just like the name say, they dope kids. They dope as fuck with what he do.
I want to play some Dope Kid.
We got some dope kid. Yeah, listen, come on, man. I got him on point. We can definitely send him over something. You know, I got my boy Cuzzo Beats with me. I keep Cuzzo with me, man. I keep Cuzzo at the hip, man. Cuzzo like my extra clip that I keep on my side. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my guy right there. We the same sign. So it's like, I'm an Aries.
Well, all right now.
Oh, yeah. He's an Aries.
Hey,
too.
Hey,
you
listen,
better settle
listen,
down.
Look, come on, Super Soup. You know what I'm talking about?
When your birthday?
March 24th, man.
Oh, wow.
I got
You better settle down.
I don't want no trouble. Sprinkle. Yeah. I got a house full of Aries, man. Yeah, they crazy. Yeah, they y'all fired up.
Fired up crazy. Yo, you know, but only when we need to be. You know what I'm saying? And it's not unnecessary fire. It's passion.
I tell you one thing.
It's passion.
Yep. I've heard that from an Aries.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you talking to me like that? I'm not trying to disrespect you. I'm just talking with passion.
Yeah.
And y'all very honest. Y'all are very honest people.
Yeah, nah. Like, what you see is what you get, man. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, I'm not good at, I can't fake, bro.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, they've mastered faking. I have not obtained that. I can't do that.
I feel like I mastered the art of pointing that out and people like, you lying right now. You lying, right.
You can see that shit. Like, and a lot of people, bro, that shit, especially with a era like we in today and a generation that we in today where everybody wants to look at me, look at me, look at me. Like, so many of these motherfuckers, look at the industry, bro. A lot of these rap niggas is getting exposed for lying right in front of on these interviews, just like we on right now.
Yeah, Wilson ain't just got exposed.
Listen, you could pop it. I know exactly who you talking about, but I'm gonna let you pull it.
Fuck it. What's his name?
Come on,
Big Dude.
Yay!
Oh, my sports shit.
Yeah. Nigga, what?
That was that so motherfucker said shit. He got $10 million.
$10 million
to be at a drummer in a band.
Like, yeah, he was talking wild, crazy.
What's the boy name? What's his name?
I don't know.
Big Boogie.
Never heard of him.
He got the song Pop Out.
Mm-hmm.
Big Boogie.
At a school in Jackson, right?
Yeah,
something like that.
He got a scholarship to play in the band.
They offered me like $10 million.
He offered me like $5-10 million.
Like, shut the fuck up.
Like, what are you talking about?
How scholarships work? When a motherfucker see this, man, hey, bro, listen, all that shit out in the public, man. You said that shit.
Yes, indeed.
Don't try to motherfucking be like, oh, who is this nigga trying to pop shit on me, nigga? I'm me, bro. That shit just out there.
Man, that shit was
sounding crazy when you said it, my nigga. Yep. I don't.
He was lying.
I fuck with you, you know. I fuck with your music though, but that's some funny shit.
And you probably did have a scholarship, but
I think the numbers was just a little off.
Yeah, numbers,
a little fabricated.
$5-10 million, Jesus Christ!
To be a drummer in a school band,
mm-hmm.
And he said I had to commit for a decade.
Yo,
who goes to school for a decade?
Yeah, you was a bad motherfucker.
It was embarrassing, yo.
For one degree, though. For your bachelor's degree. You going for 10 years? Get the fuck out of here.
We only repeating what's already public information.
That's right, Nick Cannon.
And we ain't fabricating nothing. We ain't creating nothing.
Devin.
Drumline.
That type of treatment.
What record you want me to play? I got Coco and I got Memphis.
Memphis.
Hold on. What are you sending?
I just sent them Memphis and Coco.
That's it? That's only two?
Yeah, it's just two.
Yeah, nigga, stop. What you
saying? So.
Cause I feel like it's, well, I didn't know we was gonna be playing on it. You know,
this
what
is
mean?
What I'm saying. Let's take it.
I thought it was gonna be raw.
Well, I got what the mean? Memphis queued up. Was, all
right. It's clean, but it's a good song.
It don't even matter. We raw and uncut right now.
That motherfucker could be dirty. That motherfucker could be muddy.
So let it. I got
cocaine.
So I got the Memphis queued up. Let them know what they about to hear and who produced it, y'all. Yeah. And talking to Mike for me.
All right, well, Memphis, y'all about to hear this. It's by me and my man Fresh, and it's produced by Donnie Katana.
Donnie Katana.
Yeah, Donnie. Kid from, I believe it's Baltimore or D.C. One of them, though.
Shout out to Memphis, Tennessee, man.
All right, here it is, man. We got more with them on the other side. Ooh, the sample. I hear it.
You hear it?
I like it, yo. We got more with on the other side. Stick around.
Whoop, whoop.
Hey. Yeah. Memphis, Tennessee. Hey. Saw the sweet tea. Yeah. Brownies, Tennessee. Ooh, I hope that she a freak. Uh-huh. Miami. Yeah. Hot tamale. Time with me, NYC, run on fleet, yeah. Always stay fly, yeah, she just my speed, Kylie, yeah. I'm out of YC, nowhere near the hood, she stay closer to the beach, like a Georgia peach, I love Mr. Toronto, and if they come to find, I'll be in Chicago, green eyed yellow lady from Minnesota, never text back, Houston, please come over, far from sober, baked like a bean with this Boston lady, like a ham from my V8, baby. Say my tools funny cause of Baltimore. Philly, please don't judge me, don't ain't stick no more. Vegas, where my heart is so even my pockets. Utah, I just pass like I'm John Stockton. Seattle, when I come, you
see. Yeah. Brown is Tennessee. Ooh, I hope that you were free. Hey. Miami. Yeah. Hot to my league. Yeah. Find my meat. Spend some time with me. NYC. Run on fleet. Always stay fly. Yeah, she just my speed. Hey, Kylie. Yeah. I'm out of YC. Yeah. Nowhere near the hood. She stay closer to the beach. On the Jersey Shore. Somewhere I can't ignore. I can't ignore. Louisiana, Alabama. One I adore. Washington, D.C., I mean maybe Milwaukee. North Dakota, South Dakota, skin look like tar. Higher than a mile over Colorado. Kentucky gave me whiskey and I killed the bottle. A fifth of making smart, cause D.E. broke my heart. Missouri, she could fix it, or at least find the parts. Memphis, Tennessee.
I like this.
I'm a killer.
It's called Memphis.
Yeah. Shout out to Memphis, Kid. Tennessee. Yeah. Open Care.
Shout out
State.
Dope Kid, man.
Shout out Dope Kid.
They use most of the states and refer to them.
And the producer is Don what?
Donnie Katana.
Donnie?
I mean, wait, Kevin Katana. It's like a group. My
okay.
Fault. Yeah. Kevin Katana made that one.
So, hold on. You say each state is
a woman.
A woman.
Yeah.
So, that means you got women in each state.
I can neither confirm or deny that.
Okay, all right.
Damn, Reds. Different area. Right, you trying to get him caught up, yo?
No, I'm not. I
knock
just
it the fuck off. Knock it the fuck off.
Fuck you. Y'all got to shape up. Try to get him. Fuck you, Super.
Trying to get my man caught up.
I'm trying to get to know the nigga better. That's all. You got bitches in every goddamn
hey,
state.
Hey, you said that. I ain't say that.
He look like he got bitches in every state. He look like he know how to talk that shit.
Yeah, man, those can be conceivable.
So yeah, nah, Dope Kid definitely got a crazy amount of content, a crazy catalog of music. Mm-hmm. So when you see me, especially when we get to formulating these tours and formulating our whole press run as far as podcasts and everything as far as the different stations, you're gonna see Dope Kid with me. Because that is definitely the next saga of what it is that I have going on. And that's fan right there. That's home team. You know what I'm saying? Immense creativity. So we're going to just keep shooting that out the atmosphere, bro.
I like that record.
You want a deal, man? What you looking for right now? Record deal, partnership, solo, dolo, indie? What you trying to do?
We definitely looking for partnerships right now. Just because the vast amount of content, music, and everything that we already know that we sitting on. We looking for partnerships. I'm not solo nothing right now. You know, it's all about the squad. But talk to me nice.
We need that bad bunny.
Talk to me nice. You know what I'm saying?
Bad bunny deal, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's facts, but I heard he get 90% of everything.
Oh, man.
Is this accurate?
At this point, I
seen a meme about it. I don't know if that's what I'm saying. I can't confirm it, but
that's how you know he's doing numbers. Anybody who's partnering with him is just like, hey, we going to make something even if we get 10%.
Yeah,
we going to win.
Absolutely.
We're going to get 10%.
And it's like, this is the time where you can like generate your own situation, sure. Bro. It's so much going on that you really make your own. You can make your own thing right here. You look at different people, whether you taking an indie or you taking a real heavy label route, like you really can create your own situation as long as you know what you're dealing with and you really knowledgeable on what you're looking for. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all out here, man.
Reese the King is here.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a project on the way?
Absolutely.
Is my man Cuzzo doing beats on that joint?
Absolutely.
He better be.
Cuzzo is heavy on my project.
Who else?
My boy that's over here with me right now, Tate Strine.
Tate, what up?
Tate's crazy on the project. See, Tate be all quiet and shit. That's what I surround myself with. I surround myself with the quiet motherfuckers who really like the ones. You know what I'm talking about? I hate just loud popping shit motherfuckers that ain't really got shit cracking.
Yeah, me too.
The quiet motherfuckers, that's the one. Bring his quiet ass over here. He look like he got some shit going on.
Look, go ahead.
Whispering.
Tate, what's up, man?
What's going on, y'all?
Everything's
cool, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is a pleasure.
Yeah, first off, Tate, tell them where to find you at. Where can they find you at, Tate, for any business?
Get closer on the mic, Tate.
You can find me and my guy, Sam, on Instagram at thefreeyouth.phl. Mm-hmm. We got a show coming up in September. We got all sorts of music coming out soon.
But yeah, absolutely. No,
yes,
and,
sir.
And y'all can also find him on Craigslist. Selling that thing.
He's selling that thing. He took over. He got an OnlyFans. Hold up.
Crazy.
You're a DJ also, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
you
sir.
Nasty with it, or you just out?
Nah. I think I'm pretty good. I mean, Reese knows. Yeah. He's seen me.
Hell yeah.
Kick it over.
They get busy.
Okay.
They get busy. They get busy, bro.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite shit to play?
Style? My favorite stuff to play. Gotta be house music, techno too. I really started with like EDM music. That was my first love musically.
Gotcha.
Dubstep, all of that. But then since then, I really like I got into house and techno, and that's definitely in the production too. I do like sessions and stuff like that. But,
nice.
Yes,
Sam and Tate, the free youth. That
yes, sir.
I just followed y'all.
Yeah. There it is. Yes, plug it one more time, Tate.
That's the free youth. .phl and we're active on there.
Who else we need to get up on the mic so they can say a little something something?
Cuzzo.
Yeah, Cuzzo, man.
Get over Cuzzo, here,
come
Cuzzo.
On.
Stop playing.
Talk your shit.
And we got Cuzzo. The liaison right here.
The liaison. Sammy Sam. We're gonna get Sammy Sam to pop his shit. We're gonna get Sammy Sam to pop his shit.
Cuzzo's from Chester too.
Absolutely. You know.
Yep.
A fellow Chestorian.
What's sad and what's good with it?
I've been knowing Cuzzo for like 15 years now.
Yeah, it might have been 16.
It might be, man. Where can they follow you at, Cuzzo?
Everything Cuzzo Beats, man. Website, www.cuzzobeats.com. Twitter, like you said, X, formerly known as Twitter, at Cuzzo Beats. Threads at Cuzzo Beats.
Oh, you on Threads?
Yeah, I'm over there, man.
You know, once you get on it, you gotta stay on it. If you try not to be on it no more, they take your IG.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but it don't matter. Shoot.
It's not true. Well, fuck it. It's true today.
It don't matter. I'm still on Facebook. You feel me?
Shut the fuck up.
I heard people debunking that joint though.
For real?
Yeah.
Nah, Threads is cool. I like it. I think it's what Twitter was supposed to be.
Oh, word.
Yeah, I kind of deal with it because you can kind of pick and choose what you want to deal with, what you don't want to deal with.
Oh,
but I ain't here to promote Threads. Again, Cuzzo Beats at IG, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what it is.
You are the reason why I know who this brother is.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all been rocking for a while.
Very long time.
Why you fuck with this boy right here?
Because, man, it's not too many people that's loyal, you know what I'm saying? Got crazy character. Not only that, they live based off of principles and morals. Mm-hmm. Just all around a good person. Good person, good dude, you know what I'm saying? Person I would trust with my family, my children. You know what I'm saying? No second guessing with nothing when it come to him. On top of all of that, he's an amazing artist, amazing father, just a good overall person. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So the most important question I want to ask you that has to do with him, and it can define his whole career moving forward, because we're part of his reintroduction to the world.
Absolutely.
You're fucking right.
Who is your favorite person to use in Street Fighter?
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Tell him, Yellow Ranger.
Listen. My favorite person.
Who is your favorite person to use in Street Fighter?
I'm going
to
go with Chun-Li.
Oh, okay.
Chun-Li, she be hitting him legs.
Not with you making the noise like that.
Yeah, and when you beat her ass up, she go, oh.
Listen, man.
Word.
She feel like, oh, Chun-Li nice with it.
Yeah, Chun-Li nice with it. You know, they put that leg up, get it moving.
She got them strong thighs and legs.
You know what I'm saying?
Strong.
I'm a big Dhalsim fan.
Yeah, it's weird.
Ryu.
No, we don't call him Ryu.
Please check this.
Yeah,
nigga.
Don't nobody call him Ryu.
What do we call him in the hood?
Ryu.
That's what the fuck you call him too.
You watch too much.
You ain't never like called Ken. When you was a kid. You called his ass Ryu.
Yeah, that's like, that country road talk.
I like Guile.
Sonic Boom.
I like Bellrog.
Yep, you on some Sonic bullshit Bellrog. Saying you was calling.
Yeah, he's slow.
Ryu.
What was Ken and them saying though? Like
Sprookin. All you can. Hadouken.
Who your favorite character, dog?
Reese? Fighter?
Yeah.
Damn,
say E Honda. I know it's E Honda.
Hell nah.
You M Bison? Zangief?
Yo, when, yo, when
I'm,
you
crack. I'm a Gaio and Blanca ass nigga.
Talking to Mike? Talking to Mike?
I'm a Gaio and Blanca type of guy.
I hated Blanca, man.
Shit, when you
yo,
crack the
fuck
code.
You up every time. Motherfuckers be cheating when you just keep hitting that electrocuting joint. Mm. Like, yo, that'll fuck you up. That should be taking your power down like a motherfucker.
Shit, when you hit when you hit the cheat code, you could get M Bison,
Vega.
Who my man? Tiger. Tiger uppercut.
Sagat.
Yeah,
that was that ball too.
That's my one right there.
And Fei Long.
Oh,
the black dude.
That's Belrog, right? The boxer?
With the fucked
up cut? The fake ass Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
That was Belrog.
All of them had a fake ass Mike Tyson.
Shout out to DJ. DJ was the Jamaican ball. Yo, Street Fighter was an amazing game. Shout out to everybody that got Street Fighter 6.
Oh, man.
Y'all need to go ahead and sponsor this show, too. Stop playing.
Come on, Street Fighter.
Once again, Cuzzo, plug your shit, man. Ain't nothing knocking with you.
Listen, everything is Cuzzo Beats. Cuzzo Beats at Cuzzo Beats, CUZZOBEATS. Twitter, Threads, X.
Mm-hmm.
.com, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Catch me everywhere. All
it
over,
is.
You know what I'm saying?
Who else we need to shout out, Reese? Who else we need to get on the mic real
we
quick?
We got the plug right here, Liaison.
Yeah.
Let's talk to the liaison.
Yeah.
Everybody
on,
needs a good
on,
liaison.
You got to have one.
Scammy
you
Sam.
Let me tell you something.
It's good, you guys.
What's up, man?
That's saying when a motherfucker got on Fila sweats.
Hey, fresh off the flight from Senegal. You
see
know
that?
What I'm talking about?
Hey, you see that?
All right.
How long was that flight?
Speak about his Senegalese experience.
About
6 hours. 6 hour flight?
Yeah.
How was that experience, man?
Man, it was beautiful. I was there for 3 months.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
that's money right there. You see? He was somewhere an entire season.
Living there locally and studying percussion. So
nice.
It was super dope.
That's where Akon is from, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he still building the city out there, Akon City?
I think he is, yeah.
Okay.
That hairline crazy. What are you wearing, a toupee?
Stick to the topic.
Shout out
We're
to
not
going
to do Akon like that.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Shout out to Akon, yo. Shout out to Boo.
It is. Locked up.
That was the shit.
It was.
Let's be very clear. That was one of my favorite songs right there.
Yeah, I didn't know he was royalty when he made that song.
I didn't either. You schooling me. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shout out to Akon. So how Senegal treated? How the ladies treated you out there?
Man.
Oh, yeah. Get into the mic. Get into the mic. Tell us a little bit about this. How would I put the Senegal ladies? How would
the Senegalese women?
Senegalese, yeah, that shit got a ring to it.
A lot of beautiful women over there.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
Yeah, I know that's right.
How was the weather?
Man, I was there during the dry season, so the mosquitoes weren't too bad. It was mostly just dry heat, which I would take over humidity any day. So
I'll give you
yeah,
that.
We made it through, you know.
And you said you was out there studying percussions or learning percussions or just...
Yeah.
What does that entail?
So basically just... West African percussion is some of the best in the world. So I went there, lived with them, learned how to drum, learned how to listen to music in very different ways, and it was a really beautiful experience.
And he's he came back to the States, and he's bringing that flavor here for y'all asses.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Plug your social media so they can all lock in.
You can find me and Tate over on Instagram at thefreeyouth.pho. That's
okay.
thefreeyouth.pho.
Yep, and when you go there... Underneath of that picture, it says Sam and Tate.
Yes, it does.
I just followed y'all. Y'all better follow me back before I don't follow y'all.
We got you.
Man, there it is, yo.
I know how it gets in this economy.
Yeah, indeed. You know how I go. I try to go to Senegal, too.
Thank you, Sam. We appreciate you, man.
Well, appreciate you guys.
You got a cool team around you, Reese.
Mm-hmm.
You just sitting quietly in the cut like, yeah, this my squad.
The artist got to step in the mic. We got to talk to the artist.
I know what I'm working with, man. Like, it took so many...
Oh, shit,
interchanging components to get to where we are.
Oh,
you guys can finally take a look.
Shit. Yes.
That's me. That's my hands and all
that. Oh, shit.
Shit, look at that.
Introduce yourself, man. The mic's hot.
Yeah, my name's Rob.
Mm-hmm. You're super face at.
You know, I'm from Philly, from right here.
Right here
in Chester.
Okay.
I live like 5 minutes down the street from the studio where we all all met up. And I go to school right here down the street from you guys.
Nice.
At PAFA.
Very nice.
I did going back for a class, but yeah. Anyways, I'm a painter pretty much.
Ladies and gentlemen, he has been sitting here this whole time painting us quietly.
And it's a masterpiece.
Yeah. We gotta take a picture of that and get and post that up when he's done.
He
too.
Got the twinkle in my
first time
eyes
ever.
It's
amazing. Hey yo, so look, let's get this clear. This is the first time ever somebody has created an IG account right here live on y'all situation.
Yep.
This is the first time a person has ever came with a painter and allowed the painter to capture the moment artistically. You know what I'm saying? Right here live in real time. So I'm just saying, man, I'm coming with a bunch of firsts for y'all too.
Yes indeed.
You know what I'm talking about?
All types of virginity being broken today.
All the cherries being popped in.
Popping all the cherries. I feel like a whore now. I'm ready for the world.
Rob, plug your social media for everybody, man.
Yeah, so you can find me over on Instagram at tra.nos.bor.
One more time, say it again.
Yeah, tra.nos.bor. Robson Art Backwards.
Nice.
tra.nos.bor.
And he's like B-O-R. Amazing with portraits too, y'all. So if anybody is looking to get like some portraits done of a family that's still here or no longer here, or you know, you just really want to immortalize, you know, a specific person that's, you know, holds a specific place in your heart to you. Like, he's a great guy to get that done with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, feel free to hit me up. My my whole thing as an artist is definitely to capture the energy of any given moment, you know?
You're doing that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
you're doing that. That's dope.
I look good on that motherfucker, man.
Hey, man, there's something the paintings can capture that photos just can't. They just miss, you know? That raw energy of that experience, that face-to-face, you know? Mm-hmm. Kind of getting away from that social media stuff.
Thank you, Rob. We appreciate you taking care of us tonight. That's, man, we got to take a picture of that before we leave, right?
Definitely
got to. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
word. Yeah, it's really
cool. He said it's fucking nothing. I did this shit like it's nothing. It's nothing. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, listen, man, this is the segment of the show. Let me cut this beat off real quick. This is the segment of the show that we really enjoy, man. So I'm going to need you to get up to the mic and understand that you are about to be our official tour guide.
Hell yeah.
Okay, it's time for that tour guide. This will be Tour Guide with Reese, the Chester Edition. Hit the beat, Rez. Oh, it's Tour Guide.
Oh.
It's Tour Guide. Oh, to the left, to the right, in the middle, working just a little. It's the Tour Guide. It's the Tour Guide. It's the Tour Guide.
Better have a gun for us.
There it is.
You gotta be safe.
That's the ghetto intro.
This is our second time ever doing that shit. Something's wrong with this nigga.
So listen, we ain't gonna fly.
No.
We gonna drive.
Yeah, that would be obnoxious to fly from
Philly International
Philly to Chester.
Helicopter.
Well, look, you
can
do LA too.
He be out LA?
He coast.
Yeah, but we wanna do the hometown. So this is where we gonna take a drive to Chester, PA.
I got my deli on.
You are our official tour guide, brother. What's the first thing we wanna do when we get to the town, Reds?
Oh, we gotta get something delicious to eat.
Reese, we hungry, brother. We wanna eat something good. Where you taking us?
Is it breakfast? Y'all
get on the mic. Get on the mic.
What time y'all pulling up? Is it breakfast time?
We pulling up at 1:27 p.m.
That's right. Eastern.
All right.
Eastern.
We hungry. Where you taking us?
1:27 p.m.
In Chester.
It's lunchtime.
Shit. All right. First of all, I might swing y'all around to Deacon Stanza's. You know what I'm saying? Just if y'all want a good hoagie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just in case if y'all ain't know, Deacon Stanza's is actually the place in Chester that stapled the name hoagie.
Yes, sir.
What? Seriously?
That started in Chester, PA. Absolutely.
Oh, we getting all types of firsts.
So, yeah, Deacon Stanza's is where the word, the name hoagie was created.
Wow.
So I would actually take y'all there first for an early good
lunch.
Got a
wall and newspaper clippings and all that.
For yeah,
you.
For sure.
You know, going
Deacon Stanza's?
Deacon Stanza's, absolutely.
You co-sign that spot, cousin?
I co-sign it. What you
eat over there?
I don't know, man. I just get Italian hoagies, The Nigerian hoagies, that's what I get.
What's never. A Nigerian hoagie?
That's, it's a corned beef.
A Nigerian hoagie, all the meats that's not pork.
Yeah, corned beef, turkey, and roast beef. That's what a Nigerian hoagie is. But it's slamming.
I would like that.
Yes, fire. Yo, if you don't like Italian, that's definitely the way to do it.
Never had a Nigerian?
Never.
But oh, my God.
But the secret, though, I'm going to put y'all D right now.
Y'all feeling it? What? Y'all never had a Nigerian?
The secret though, y'all can't get regular provolone cheese. Y'all gotta get sharp provolone cheese. That's the secret.
The sharp?
Stupid.
Why they call it Nigerian hoagie though?
Yeah, it's just no pork.
I don't know.
No pork. It's a total opposite.
I guess Italian. Nigerians don't eat pork. I don't know why they call it.
A lot of them pork. Do. That's bullshit.
I don't know, man. I don't know. The Italians is fire too, but I know everybody, you know what I mean, don't eat pork. So
I'm cool with the Nigerian.
The Nigerian is fire too.
Hell, motherfucking yeah.
Definitely enjoy that.
All right, so D. Costanza.
With sharp provolone.
Sharp provolone, for sure.
We eat lunch at D. Costanza's.
That's right, we got the Nigerian.
So we ate good, Rez. Mm-hmm. The belly is full.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We want to do what next?
So we got to get a shape up.
Yeah, we're trying to get the beard sharp, get the fresh cut.
Hey, yo.
Reese, where you taking us?
Yo, y'all funny as hell. We out of town. We want to get a haircut.
Yeah.
We're the best barber.
Y'all hilarious. Got to get my size taped up. Just got my locks retwisted. I'm ready.
Reese thinking, too. He deep in thought.
Yeah, yeah,
where you taking us? Get the fresh cut.
Nah,
and if they push our hairlines back, we're never playing your record. We're never playing your record ever.
Yeah, let him think for a minute. And why he thinking?
What about you, cousin?
What about me?
What you think? What can we get a cut? Why he think?
Cut? I don't know, man. I don't be in the city. I live in Delaware. Honestly, I moved out when I was youngin.
Okay, cuzzo might know. Give him the mic real quick.
We going to Cheese. Shout out to Cheese.
I'm taking him straight to Cheese Barbershop.
Cheese Barbershop.
Cheese. Yep.
Who the ill barber in there?
Cheese.
The boy Cheese.
Yeah.
He gonna do us right?
Yeah, everybody in there get busy, but Cheese is, you know, he got a hand, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, he got the beard gonna be sharp?
Beard gonna be sharp.
It's gonna keep it wide, they gonna make it thin?
He not even gonna touch, he gonna keep it wide, pause, but he gonna make sure he don't hit the corners.
He gonna get you right,
you know what I'm saying?
Because I don't think Reese knows.
He knows, he just don't know the name of the barbershop, he just know the barber.
Nah, y'all wanna be 100?
Get the mic.
Come on, get the mic.
I ain't gonna do that.
It's too
bad.
Sharp. Twang.
It only take one time. It only take one time to get pushed back.
You know what I'm saying? Twine sharp. He's sharp.
You're not from Chester, are you? You ain't really from Chester.
What y'all wanna, what we talking about? What y'all wanna be real? I mean, Cheese is in Woodland.
Oh,
remember Chester only Chester only like 3 miles, man. Remember that
Cheese Shop is in Woodland.
It's a little city, man.
Everybody from it's a few people.
Peace
you
and
know,
harmony.
For sure,
peace
for sure.
He said Cheese Barbershop out by 302.
Yeah,
is that what it's called?
Nah, but Cheese in Woodland, man. Like, if you talk about real city shit, you talking about like the new shop, bro. You talking about the new shop right near King's Deli. You talking about real Chester shit. You talking about the new shop.
The new shop?
The new shop.
It's called the new shop.
Uh-oh. Champs used to own the joint.
We got an argument.
Champs
our
used to
argument.
Own the joint. Like, listen, it's not even an argument. You know what I'm saying?
I get what he's saying. The new shop is dope, too. But you got to remember.
That's where the people go. Jeez.
I'm from the east side of Chester. He's from the west side of Chester.
Yeah,
so that makes
a
difference.
Segment too.
Oh, so this is gang shit. Y'all don't fuck with each other.
Nah, it's just, you know, you from the east side, you get your hair cut by certain people. You
I feel
Moosa.
You. I feel you.
You got Moosa, Cheese, Twine. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Or the main culprits that, you know, people from my generation go to.
So we going
if
to Cheese.
If they can get to him. So but from the west side, most people go to the new shop.
The new shop out west.
So 1.5 miles this way.
Yeah, for sure.
1.5 miles this way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. I got you.
I fucking all right. Love it.
Yeah. So Red's getting the cut out west.
Yeah.
I'm getting the cut out east. Yeah.
So you fucking with Cheese.
I'm fucking with Cheese.
Who I'm fucking with?
You
get in the mic.
You would have been fucking with Kawan.
But now
you fucking with Jason.
Jason, what
Jason
up?
Jason at the new shop.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
It back. I ain't
see how us light skinned niggas stick together?
Yeah.
So we ate good. We got the fresh cut.
Yeah.
We want to do a little shopping.
Yeah.
We want to get some clothes.
Shopping in Chester?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we have to go outside the city, don't be afraid.
For clothes?
Yeah.
Clothes. I mean, I sent y'all directly to Jalil's spot right there over town.
Jalil got a store.
Jalil got a DTLR.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Jahlil got a DTLR right there over town. You know what I'm saying? I'll send you in the overtown area as far as to get close. Back in the day, I mean, you know, it used to be Jabril. If you a real Chester motherfucker, you know about Jabril, my nigga. You
what's
go,
Jabril?
Man, listen, man. Jabril is Jabril. Right
there, oh, that's a guy.
You can, yeah, yeah. Jabril, you can go and get you a fly outfit, nigga, 3 a.m.
It was like
nigga, yeah,
Dan.
It's yeah, like one Dapper of them Dan type joints. Like, yo, Jabril had that shit. Like, you can go get you an outfit and a meal. Like, Jabril had that shit. Fresh Butters, motherfucking ACG boots.
At his crib?
Anything, nigga. Nah. It wasn't at his crib. He had an actual establishment. But before he had the establishment, he was in a parking lot. He had a whole tent in the parking lot.
I'd rather go to Jabril's.
Bro, in that tent was all official shit.
You talking about in front of J&S, right?
You fucking right. Yeah, right in front of J&S.
Is Jabril still here? It's still around?
He in the cars right now. Jabril in the cars. He got a car lot and shit going on.
I need to holler at him. I'm trying to get a hoopty to put some miles on. I'll be on 95. Give me a little Honda Accord.
You from Chester. Any motherfucker from Chester, especially if you're a nigga, you got something from Jabril's, bro. Before you went to the club one night, before you needed some butters, you needed something. Yes, you've been a Jabril's.
Shout out to Jabril's.
Yeah. All right, so that's what we're shopping at.
There it is.
DTLR with Jahlil, or you at Jabril's?
We ate good. We got the fresh cut.
For sure.
We did some shopping.
Yeah.
Reds, what's the last thing we want to do?
We got to turn the fuck up. Preferably with big asses.
We want to go out and have a good time. Where you taking us to Chester, yo?
Oh, man. Safely?
Yeah. Damn.
Sheesh. Safely. Fact.
I mean, you got to be real, bro. You got to be real. I just said, it's a 3-mile city. And everything you want to go on and everything you don't want to go on happens in this 3-mile city. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So just safely, I mean, I take y'all to Cooper's. I take y'all to Boots and Bonnets. Hey.
Boots and Bonnets.
Yeah.
I see that off of 95.
Yeah.
Under the
bridge.
Like,
yeah,
a bridge.
You gotta
go under the bridge.
Yeah.
It's
like,
it's lit,
it's
man.
Under
the bridge.
Yeah.
It's low key lit.
Highway,
yeah.
Bonnets. I always, when I drive, because
you always up and down 95.
I'm always up and down 95. I'm like, I wonder what's
up. I take y'all to Boots and Bonnets.
Boots and Bonnets was
on some real chill old head shit. You might slide by the Minaret. You might slide by Uncle Greg's.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man, that's the safe aspects of where I would take y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going.
Boots and Bonnets it is.
All right, yeah. So for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
Not saying we gonna go there. But where is the unsafe lit shit at? Tell me about some unsafe shit.
The unsafe shit.
I would have the time of my life at while I'm in there, but when I come outside, I might die.
Back in the day, well, not too long ago, a few years ago, it used to be the Palladium.
Oh, nice. Oh,
used to be
man.
The Palladium off of 3rd Street. Palladium was like two, three floors.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, nigga, that shit was a death trap. It's one way in, one way out, that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And Palladium used to go down. It was motherfuckers from Philly, Chester, Delaware, Jersey, all going, because it was a late night spot.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can find a late night little joint. Over by Bill's off of Thurlow Street. You know what I'm saying? When they want to be open on the weekends, they could be cracking to maybe like about 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's my kind of shit.
Let me see. Anything outside of really them, it's only like 1 or 2 after hours, bro. Anything outside of that, you don't really want to be there.
Okay.
Thank you.
No more.
Yeah.
Then we won't.
Yeah.
Thank you. That simple.
Yeah.
It's all up.
Anything outside of them type joints, because you know, you got a thing. That's scary hours. You know what I'm saying? It's 3-4 in the morning.
The
everybody licking up.
The
motherfucker
wolves.
Might see somebody they don't fuck with and all that shit. It's about to go down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just got to be prepared for that.
Boots and Bonnets.
Boots and Bonnets it is.
It is.
Shout out to Butter. That's the owner of Boots and Bonnets, man.
Butter, what's up? We need to come see you, Butter. You right down 95.
Yeah, he ain't far at all.
At all.
Yeah. We should go there this weekend.
Man, listen, you know.
Hey, they got the best fried shrimp in Chester.
Oh, man.
That is horrible. He don't do seafood.
I don't do no seafood.
Allergic.
They got good wings, bro.
Like crabs and shit.
Allergic. They got amazing wings.
Well, then I'm there.
Yes.
Guess what? Not like snow crab legs, none of that shit?
Absolutely not.
I do all the
disgusting.
Seafood. Give me the snow
crab legs. And I'm going to start. I'm gonna start.
You allergic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Makes sense. Now. I'm about to say, hey, that's crazy.
Boots it's and disgusting, bonnets. Too.
No, it's not fucking disgusting.
They start doing shit like.
Because
nah, for real.
Yeah, you're right. It starts in the throat.
Starts right in the throat.
Throat closed right the fuck up.
One little popcorn shrimp. I'm like,
out there looking like Hitch.
I was about to say, yeah, you remember Will Smith on Hitch, nigga.
Man, so that concludes the tour guide. Chester edition.
Yes.
With Reese.
Yeah.
The king.
Thank you for taking us around.
Hey, man.
We appreciate you. Doug, plug everything. The new social, everything, what they need to know. You got anything streaming on the streaming platforms right now?
Nothing on the streaming platforms. Everything is about to drop. We in the midst of revamping everything, bro. So everything is ready to drop in September. That's what we gearing up for. We going to pick a date in September, maybe like around September 15th. I'm just going to throw that on out there that we have everything ready for everybody. All the extra social media platforms, all the new YouTube, all the new up-to-date videos, all the new up-to-date songs that we actually just dropping right now. Mm-hmm. Everything is all going to be revamped. We're just in the midst of that right now. So, you know, September, everything coming soon right now. But right now, y'all can follow me at Reese the King, man. R-E-C-E-T-H-A-K-I-N-G. And y'all can come find a boy also at Violator Radio.
There it is, man.
Welcome home.
I enjoyed the conversation, man. I'm glad we were able to be a part of your reintroduction to the world, man.
For sure. Right. I greatly appreciate
it. You know
what
I mean? Did you enjoy yourself?
Hey, man, absolutely, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
Bring a bunch of bitches in here. I'll enjoy myself some more.
Yeah.
You could have brought
them. Speaking of bitches, is there any strip clubs in Chester?
No.
Damn. It's only 3 miles, man.
Yeah, ain't no strip clubs in Chester, but it'd be after hours that niggas would bring the strippers to, like the Firehouse or, you know, some little late night old head joint. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But ain't like a constant. Be like, yo, this is where the strippers at every night. Nah, it's not. It's not in Chester.
Well, next time you come up, bring some bitches.
And on that,
hey, don't mind if I do.
Come again.
And on that note, we are gone.
Yeah.
Once Red starts talking about. The bitches.
So we should have brought Shorty from the Wawa.
Yo, y'all get that. He's saying that, but nah, she really wanted to. She was ready to quit her job just to come roll with us.
Oh, she didn't know
what was going on. She just felt like we was a part of something. Sure.
Oh, my. Because he was like, rolling as a unit.
Yeah, she's for her.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not what she says. It's how you do it. You know?
Shout out to the whore at Wawa.
Shout out to that.
We are out of here, y'all.
Shout out to that beautiful whore.
We're out of here, man. Listen, peace and blessings. Remember, no matter how bad you got, it could always be worse. So live life and love it, man. We out of here. Reese, thank you, sir.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all for having me. Shout out to Violator Radio, Suit, Rez. I appreciate y'all, bro.
My man.
Fucking right.
All right. Yo. It's about that time.
Oh, shit.
It's been that time.
That Violation. That Violation freestyle, man.
Violation!
Reppin' Chester, PA. That boy Reese is here.
610 in this motherfucker.
Let him know what's going on, Reese.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I sat inside that cell, was praying on my reentry. It's hard to contemplate when you're facing like half a century. Let's get it clear, I'm the sum of it all. And most of y'all would have folded just like the chairs in a Montgomery brawl. They try to count me out, guess it's time for recalculation. Just for that, we putting Venetian fountains in the basement. Retreating the mountains, blowing ounces for meditation. All praises to the Most High, now it's annihilation. Yeah, it's me. Fresh off a flight from Santa Cruz. Last time they seen me was breaking news, but we didn't pay them dues. I'm somewhere in Miami with platters of Haitian food up on a yacht while telling Drew, boy, I told you this would come true. Listening to Buju, reminiscing on broken days. On the corner smoking haze, trying to get it while dodging raids. Who want this fade? From the sortie that should line you up. Little homie 13 with four bodies, don't let your mind get stuck. You can have the signs right in front of you, still be blind as fuck. When you realize, get reminded, boy, that your time is up. You niggas playing both sides, make a choice to die. So let me tell you, who am I? Mr. Let It Blow on any street. Hot as this summer day in the vintage fleece. Smooth as Billy D with the ratchet and the Valencia briefs. Real niggas sticking to vows and creeds.
That's on the beat of some shit Chris Lighty would have been proud to see. Yeah, mm-hmm. I got my weight up like a diet plan reversal. You snitches practicing singing like a choir band rehearsal. Never bite the hand that feeds you or forget the lie that hurt you. Keep your head up on the swivel any moment them tires skirt through. Yeah, we bringing smoke just like forest fires from Canada. Make it hard to breathe when we catch you out of parameter. Empty your canister, bandana your man that stand with you. Fuck your record label who signed you and all your managers. Yeah. I'm tired of these dancy ass niggas. Purse bigger than they chick out here prancing ass niggas. Depressed, emotional, IG ranting ass niggas. They super. I got no love for these Nancy ass niggas. We exquisite hustlers, you know, fancy cash getters that made it out the hood. So make a toast and splash with us, nigga.
Yeah.
Motherfucking right.
Made it out the hood. So make a toast and splash with us, nigga.
Make that a toast and splash with us, motherfucker. He did that.
We about to go get some hoagies. We about to get some hoagies, man. Listen. Follow that brother at R-E-C-E-T-H-A King.
Reese the King.
Man, thank you for coming through, Reese. We appreciate you, man.
Light work, man. It's just the first edition, man. We're going to make this a three-part segment. I'm going to be the first artist to come up here and make it a three-part segment, man.
Motherfucking right. We love it.
Let's go get some hoagies. We out.
Yeah. We getting hoagies.